You're listening to KNKX, and this next story comes from our show, Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
Many of us have dreamed of being in showbiz, getting to drop names about celebrities we've worked with. Well, Graham Owen is living that dream, just not how you may expect.
I've had Brad Pitt hold my flies and Angelina Jolie hold my spider.
So Owen is a professional prop insect maker. His Gig Harbor company, Film Flies, is responsible for making some of the bugs I guarantee you've seen, whether it's in movies or print ads or commercials on TV. Those arachnids in The Amazing Spider-Man, that was Graham's work. And when asked who else in the world creates insects as lifelike as he does, Graham says pretty confidently, no one.
What insects do I feel most proud of? I'm thinking the flies for Breaking Bad, and it was season 3, episode 10. It was actually called Fly when there were house flies in the meth lab.
There's been a contamination.
Wait, what? What happened to your head?
Nothing, I'm fine.
You didn't hit it? Like, really, really hard?
My head is not the problem, Jesse. The fly is the problem.
Do you have one of those flies that we could take a look at?
I actually have, and I'll pull them out of this drawer here. I actually have a whole number of them back here. And actually, some of these, I think half of them were made with a little fishing hook coming out of the body. And so they could attach it and secure it onto something. Others didn't have that little hook, and they could make it take off of a countertop by a can of compressed air off camera.
Oh, they just give it a little psh,
just psh, and it takes off. The eyes are glass. There's silver behind the glass to catch the light. And on these houseflies, to give them that faceted look, there's actually superfine Italian organza fabric that's pulled over that tiny little piece of glass and then tied off with very fine fly tying thread.
So back when you were a civilian, what happened that sort of led you to change your trajectory?
I have always, since childhood, liked doing very, very fine work, detailed work. Always liked being outdoors, always liked nature. And I've always been a fisherman. And about 25 years ago, I was introduced to fly fishing. And I thought that I could save money by tying my own flies. And I think a number of fly tiers think that initially, but once you build the passion, start collecting materials, you have drawers full of things that cost a lot of money. But I would spend hours at night trying to figure out, how can I make these insects look more realistic? How can I make realistic wings, eyes, legs, the coloration?
Was this in order to catch more fish, or was it something else that was motivating you?
No. My friends used to tease me that, Graham, why would you spend 6 hours last night making a dragonfly? And I would admit that they're not to fish with. I found a creative outlet and I enjoyed doing this. And it was actually how I was first discovered. Somebody from Paramount Studios went to the Fisherman's Spot, a fly fishing shop in Van Nuys, California. And I think expecting a fly shop sold flies that look like a fly. And so they asked the owner, do you know anybody that can make flies that look real? And alerted me to the fact that these companies renting dead insects were going out of business.
Why were those companies going out of business?
Because the Hollywood movie studios could no longer film dead insects. And in the credits at the end have the statement, no animals were harmed in this production. In the old days, you could have scenes with bugs, have a room full of dozens, hundreds, possibly thousands of insects. They would film what they needed to do, put the bug bombs in the room, close the doors, and basically exterminate them all and sweep them all out. Well, those days are over.
So you discovered that there's this opening created by bureaucracy in some ways, or at least a policy change, that provides a business opportunity. Was that an easy choice?
No, it was more of a risk I took. I think when the value of what I do struck me, they were filming bedtime stories with Adam Sandler, and they needed a bee to sting Adam Sandler on the lip. If I wasn't there, they had a big plastic bee that was pink and ugly and didn't look realistic at all, about the size of a football. They would have set up two cameras and filmed briefly that bee, at the same identical time, they're filming Adam Sandler pretending there's a bee on his lip.
Oh! Skeeter, are you all right?
A bee stung my tongue!
Just a few seconds of a bee on his lip would have cost about $65,000. And
how much did you sell them or rent your bees to them for?
$350 each a week.
Can you show me around your desk a little bit?
Sure.
So you have a couple of shelves here full of these pigments, many, many dozens of different types.
Well, what I have here on these shelves, I don't buy any store-bought paints. I buy the finest pigments. Most of these are all from Professor Kramer in Germany, from Kramer Pigments.
These are their powders?
And yes, they're all powders, so... You know, if I want a gold ochre, you know, it's from the ground in Italy. Burnt umber is from Cyprus. I have colors from, volcanic colors from Iceland. So you can see I have quite a collection here, and all my iridescent colors down there. And so some of these little jars of pigments I spent thousands of dollars on.
So you must know the anatomy and the kind of biomechanics of these insects really, really well. Does that interest you?
Yes, it does to some degree. This all goes back to fly fishing. I used to collect insects, and so I could take them home and look at them, study them, and basically try and replicate them. So the first few times I had people come to my little art area, which wasn't much more than a cubicle at the back of my house in Burbank, I would set out all my entomology books, anything to do with insects. I had photographs of living insects trying to mate with my insects. So I had some.
Wait, you've had real insects try and mate with things that you have created?
If you put a realistic fake insect out there, basically as bait, it's not uncommon to have a mayfly come and land on it and check it out. Almost looks like they're kissing and doing other things.
That must be the ultimate seal of approval.
I think so.
Do you feel like connected to them?
I feel connected to nature in general. If you zoom in close enough on an ugly little spider or an earthworm, you get in close enough that you don't realize what this animal is, but you can see the detail, the color, the something God created that's absolutely beautiful and has a life and needs to be respected.
Can you give me an example of something that you found beauty in by looking at it very closely?
I guess the one I struggled with the most was cockroaches. Cockroaches and crickets. But if you do get in there close enough, that actually just the shells on them, if you look close enough, you zoom in and just look at the eyes of something and see that it's alive. You know, I don't think there's anything that's truly ugly. I think that's part of why I'm successful is I try and capture and share and allow others to see the things I see.